Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Green Box Gaming. I'm your handler, Brad, joined with my three buddies. Dace playing Natalia Sokolov.
Go.
Joe playing Tyler Greenwich.
Burning.
And Jean playing Judith Kellner.
Hello.
Temporarily.
Temporarily.
Never gonna
temporarily
die.
Yeah. We finally got everybody together. We're doing a little custom one campaign called Remember to Forget. We're on session 4, I think. And we decided to make backup characters last time. Dace wasn't able to join us, but we took the liberty of making your backup character just in case. His name is Poop Butt McGee. He's a sailor. Thoughts?
Yeah, just
I'm honored. I'm deeply honored to portray such the depth of character of Poop Butt McGee.
Well, it was supposed to be a joke, but then we rolled the dice and we're like, Jesus Christ, this is an incredible character. It's like 14 across the board. No, that would have been incredible.
On the high seas, at least. Once he steps off the boat, he's useless.
Really high swim skill.
I Poop Butt McGee.
He's actually
a salty sailor in the seven seas.
Oh my God.
He's actually an octopus or a kraken. That's why he's just right. So overpowered.
He's not even human.
Yeah. No, so just to let you guys know, like the message that we got from Brad, which I think was uncharacteristically blasé and a little unprofessional from a handler or a DM, to be frank, was that, hey everyone, if you can think of a backup character, fill out the sheet if you have time. I think we left off in a sticky situation. And it just doesn't say to me that he has a lot of faith in what we're doing.
No, not at all.
Oh yeah. But yeah, so we are, I think we're going to try to blow through as much of this as possible because one of our party happens to be in a place in which it is a fucking miracle that he's even on the stream right now, with no electricity. Yeah, in his entire city. So,
well, that's a bit hyperbolic in my entire mini city, which we like to call neighborhoods down here.
Oh, this little thing that Joe hasn't heard of, something called a neighborhood. I thought it was a whole city. So it's a pretty local, smaller blackout.
Well, it's complicated, but I'm not going to bore you with the details. But both, the answer is both, believe it or not.
No, and Wills, it's not Alaska. Though that would have been a good guess as well. No.
There's a real life DG operation happening in Jean's neighborhood.
You remember, I was actually recently listening back to some of the Impossible Landscape stuff, specifically the bits where you guys go to Las Vegas for Citri and you like blow up the back of our house with the cherub in it and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Memories.
But there's a bit where you guys turn on the jambulance and jam everything. And like, so that's what's happening in John's neighborhood. There's an Ocean 11 EMP that someone set off.
There must be a listener in my neighborhood who's like, ah, yes. Uses ideas against him.
Oh, man. But yeah, so all we're right. going to try to get let's, as much as we can out of this one today.
Yeah. Let's, so we ain't let's gonna rush. Get started. Let me look at these notes that I have. Okay, so we're what happened last time? I won't go through the entire beginning, but what happened last time, everybody knows what's happening as far as the operation, what you're trying to do. You were given two leads, one of them being find this guy Colton Thorpe at a police station. You ended up taking him, saving him, kidnapping him, something in between this police station, and the crew took him to like kind of a remote area. This is set in Waco, and Waco City's kind of on the western side of a lake also named Waco, and y'all kind of took him to a remote part of this lake, and you're trying to get information out of him to see what was actually going on. you know, he hinted at some things, but really you couldn't get anything out of him. And that kind of prompted Tyler to do what he does best and squeeze the information out of Colton. You ended up doing that. I think Natalia stuck around to watch for whatever reason, but Judith was like, you know, I'm out of here. She goes back to the car to kind of, you know, maybe save some sanity. You end up, you know, God knows what, pulling some teeth, cracking some fingers, who knows what would happen. You ended up getting out of him, I believe. He mentions that this thing, this big, like, Terminator nemesis, something, this giant dude that's been following you, completely covered in black, is called the Himbaba, is what at least he calls him. He gives you the name Yuko, and he talks about Henry Grayson and a bank. And that's basically all you're able to get out of this guy before he explodes, presumably from some device on the inside. He just, but it's not a normal explosion. It's like this light comes from inside him. You can like see his insides, like his bones, circulatory system, everything, and just like pops out of existence. Y'all are like, that's weird. Let's do something else. So y'all go to
what an odd thing to happen.
You guys decide to follow up on the second lead. He was stealing this U-Haul from this professor he had a U-Haul full of a professor's belongings from Baylor University. The professor's name was Dr. Gill, Sam Gill. The U-Haul presumably still had the stuff. It was kind of like in a, what I'm calling like an overflow lot, not necessarily next to a police station, but kind of like a police office, so to kind of. You get there, you don't see anything, you don't see anybody at the gatehouse. Y'all ram your car into the gate your belongings and everything in it, and it's having a hard time starting at the moment. I believe Natalia tried to get it started. She couldn't quite get it going. Y'all decide to look around. The lot is full except for one space, which is empty. No U-Haul. You look at the gatehouse. You find that there was a police officer there, and he is deceased. You decide to look inside these offices, and this is, you know, square building, not too big. It has a front portion, and then just kind of like, you know, a grid pattern hallways. You go to the front. So you're kind of come behind to the front. There's another police officer dead. You decide to look around for the U-Haul keys. Everybody's was kind of split up, but Judith finds these keys in kind of a bigger section, a bigger room with cubicles, walls. You grab the U-Haul keys and you hear like crunching sound and then a big thump. And Judith tries to sneak out without alerting whatever might be in here, kind of fails that roll, and the Humbaba knocks down a wall and y'all enter combat.
It's a bad time.
Bad time. I think Natalia gets shot. Judith gets shot. Natalia comes in. I think she unloads a couple of rounds on the Humbaba, hits him, but he's not. It's like, you know, you see some bleeding. You know, you obviously see blood coming out. There's bullet holes, but he's just like not missing a step as you shoot him.
How much HP does he have?
Yeah, is the stat block in the Discord or?
I thought I could get you. Thought I could get you because you're distracted by the Rika.
And Tyler's like, run, and he ends up running, and that is the scene. So, everybody, we're in the middle of combat. We're back at the top. It was going the Himbaba, Judith, Natalia, and then Tyler at the bottom. So just to set so everybody knows what this is, a corner office of the building, big room, you know, cubicles, files everywhere, cubicle walls. You are kind of near the door. Jean, you just pulled some keys off of a key rack. With this being the corner of the building, there are windows kind of towards the back of the room, but the Himbaba is standing in between you guys. and the rest of the room. And yeah, I'm Natalia and Judith are in this room. It's the Himbaba's turn. Now, where did Tyler run to? He ran away from this, but did he run towards the front? Or there's two entrances. There's an entrance in the front, and then there's an exit in the back. Y'all came through the back where the car lot is.
Yeah, so I think Tyler, because Tyler had been, I think, closer to the front, I think he was heading out there to try to grab
a
cop car, because there's cop cars like out front, and he has keys from dead cops. So okay. I think he's going to be running out front just to the, because he has the idea, because Natalia has already said that the car's fucked. That our car is fucked.
With all our shit inside of it.
They cannot fix it.
Yeah. Well, Natalia brought a lot of it. Like, we have, like, a bunch of guns and stuff like that. I think there's some stuff still in the truck, like grenades. But
and the pill bottles.
I believe it was, like, the entire, everything. Y'all basically put everything that was in the green box in the trunk of that car, right?
Yeah. Hindsight, 2020 on that one.
So, were we ever able to find the keys to the U-Haul?
Yes, he did. Or Judith found the keys to the U-Haul.
So Judith has the keys right now.
Yes, but there is no U-Haul that y'all have found.
We just haven't found it yet, or it's not there.
No, it seemed to have like an imprint on the ground. It seemed like there may have been something parked, but maybe it was taken. That was the impression I got.
Yeah. I had a thought, and I'll see what you guys think about this. I had a thought that maybe, just maybe, the situation is that, what if this fucking, because remember, we didn't find evidence that the lot had been opened. Did this U-Haul van disappear the same way that Colton Thorpe did? But did the whole van or the whole truck just go like that?
Yeah, somebody forced it to eat a pill.
Right.
How does a car eat a pill? Where do you put it? Show it up the tailpipe.
The gas
tank. Oh, wow. Come on. Family show. All right. You are in the middle of combat, and it's the Himbaba's turn. Now, speaking of pills, I'm not saying it would help you or not help you. You kind of saw what it did to Colton Thorpe a little bit. You don't know what he experienced, but kind of know his reaction afterwards. I allowed Natalia to roll, because we didn't solidify who had these pills. I allowed her to roll to see if she had any of the pills. She did not. So I'm going to allow every character to do the same.
So what, just a luck roll if to DB. See if they're on our body?
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah.
They're not on my person. I think they gave them up.
Yeah. It's the Himbaba's term. We're at the top. So, Joe, double-check me. So I need to roll an arms to see if he actually hits.
Yep, you need to roll firearms to see if you hit.
Who's he aiming for?
He's going to aim for Judith.
But he doesn't have to.
He's picking. He doesn't have to.
He's goddamn picking on me.
All right, let's go. He hits.
Okay.
What is the shotgun?
I think the shotgun. I do not have my.
Didn't you say?
Yeah, I think it's 2d10.
Let's double check the rule books.
I feel like this is an important roll, given I do not have 20 HP.
So here's the thing: you have it's 2d10. You're wearing body armor.
You are wearing body armor.
You know that will. That will shield you significantly. I'm having to get it pulled up here, but the issue here is like, what would almost be worse than Judith dying, straight up dying, would actually be if Judith were to fall, you know, to 2 or 1 HP. Because then you're not dead. And we need to save you.
Yeah.
It would almost be better.
if you...
Exactly. So it'd almost be better if you just, like as far as for us, because I know Tyler is going to feel the desire to save your life if you fall like that.
That's unfortunate for Tyler. Did I mention I also have a little notebook covering my chest, you know, like a little top pocket notebook, like leather-bound notebook, you know, one of those that you take out dramatically at the end of the scene and it's got the bullet lodged in it. I've got one of those.
You asking for extra armor?
I'm just stating what's in my game, person.
All right, here we go, guys.
So I assume, so I guess it depends on, also, is this like a pump action shotgun or like a double barrel shotgun?
Pump action.
Okay. Is he firing slugs or is he firing, we don't need to get into it that much.
He's firing shots.
Shots.
Whatever the...
Whatever the D10 is.
Yeah, he's doing the D10, not slugs.
Let's do it. I'm ready. Let's face
it. All right, I'm going to roll it on. Let's see what happens. Oh. It's a 9.
Oh. Yikes.
Oh, no.
That's another 9. Judith doing? She's dead.
Oh, my God.
That's 2 9s. That's a lot.
So...
That's a
minus
lot.
3.
That's
minus 3 on each.
For your... Yeah, on each. So
gets
you only take...
To minus 6.
Twice. Yeah, you only take twice the amount of HP you have remaining.
All right, what happens, Brad?
You know...
It's bad.
It's the final scene for Judith, it looks like. Unfortunately. God.
So she just took a slug to the chest, right, from the previous... thing. She got knocked to the ground and she was like about to get up and she's leaning on the back on one of her elbows and like just about to get up, and I imagine the Humbaba kind of just soullessly staring in her direction, probably doesn't even aim down the sights but just fires off 2 shots and just gore, utter gore left on the floor and no more Judas.
Yeah,
just paste.
Humbaba never locked sight with you, even as Natalia came in, shot 2 into his body, but he didn't even look at Natalia. He still just focused on Judith. Bam. Bam. Your chest had just opened up, blood everywhere.
So,
are there any final words that Judith says?
I don't
or
think
can she say?
The words work. After 2 shotgun shells to the chest.
Oh, so is she okay?
Yeah, I'm unclear.
Natalia, you slowly see the light fade from Judith's eyes as she lays there.
Oh, fuck.
How much sanity does
Natalia's
roll
running.
For sanity? You just saw someone die and also close comrade.
At least it wasn't like a fucking bond, because that God knows that's a whole
success.
The Judith Kellner's cult exit specialist career came to a gory end.
You succeed. She's dead there. Key's still in her hand, but obviously no U-Haul. The Humbaba turns his sight towards Natalia, but it's Natalia's turn. What does she do?
So, give me the layout here.
Doors behind
would
you.
I have to...
That you came in. You're in this sort of right corner of this room. The Humbaba is kind of like, you know, not even a meter away from, or not even a yard away from you. And the rest, it's a corner of a building. There are just cubicles you can see with filing cabinets. You're kind of near this like front desk area where there's like keys and paperwork, windows towards the back. If you want to, that's what you see without rolling anything, I guess, if you want to roll.
Am I close enough to Judith to snag the keys and run for it?
I'll with a dex roll, yes.
Okay, I'll try that. Fail the dex roll.
Just slap her hand. I mean, it's kind of odd. It's just like a limp hand. Like I don't know if you've ever actually touched another dead person, but it's just like you try to hit her hand, but it's so limp the keys just roll out and you can't quite grasp them.
Okay, in that case, I'm just gonna book it.
Okay, you run down the hallway.
Tyler, Judith is dead as hell.
I mean, you know, he hears that other blast, and at this point in time, is Tyler out at the police cars, or is he, like, heading out the front door, Brad?
I would say you're heading out the front door.
All right, he's not letting up. I mean, he's hitting that front door, like, pushing it open, and he has, unfortunately, several sets of keys in his hands that he now needs to figure out which one opens the nearest cop car.
And we didn't have remote beepers back then, right?
Yeah, and there are no beep beep, you know, beep, beep. In 1984.
Find exactly which one it was.
Yeah, it just does not work like that. So, we need to figure something out.
So what is Tyler doing?
I think he's gonna run to the nearest. He's gonna be running to the nearest police car, and rolling something to attempt. I frankly think it's probably a luck. Probably his best to try to open the first cop car he comes to. We need to get out of here. We know our car is fucked. Fucking like Judith is down and gone. At this point in time, Tyler is very much, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. And the whole time, it's just all just a constant stream out of his mouth. Oh, fuck. Oh, jeez. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Jeez. Jeez. Fuck. Fuck. Jeez. And, you know, he's, like, fumbling with the keys and, like, trying to, like, to open the door, just praying to God that he gets the right one at the right time, because we just had to leave.
Right. They are cop cars in the front. You're running out, heart throbbing. And out of nowhere, pulls up a sun-faded 79 Oldsmobile Cutlass. Pulls into the front parking lot. Terrence Fowler, you got the call not too long ago from Codename Odin. Something had gone horribly wrong in Waco. You drove as fast as you could from your location at the time. He tells you you are now part of Operation New Age, and his current team needs backup. Who do we see in this car?
So the entrance is this old sun-faded Cutlass, and he kind of handbrake turn enters the parking lot in front of one of the cop cars Tyler is fiddling with, like, where Tyler's fiddling and dropping. He's got about four sets of keys at his feet, and this handbrake turn car appears like 1 meter from him, and Tyler rolls down the window. He's like, get in!
There's a moment of a little bit of just like of kind of shock and surprise, but like you roll down the window, he doesn't even open the door. He jumps through the open window. It's like the window rolls down.
Where's your partner?
One dead, one inside. Who the fuck are you?
It's Terrence. Get your partner. No time. Get her in here.
So his ass, his top half of his body is in the car and his ass is hanging out. So he like wiggles back out the window. He's like, oh, okay. Natalia, we have to go.
We're back at the front of this combat. The Himbabas, Natalia started running down the hallway. Natalia, the Himbabas now turn towards you and just walking down the hallway towards you.
Oh, man.
He raises his shotgun and takes a shot at you, Natalia. You're right at the corner before you, like, turn a corner to the hallway and are out of view, assuming you're running towards the front where Tyler went.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He makes a hit. So how does dodge work, Joe?
If you're being shot at, you can dodge as long as you have cover nearby. Like, the idea is if you're standing in open field, you don't get to dodge a bullet.
Right.
But if there's something there, you could jump to it to shield
yourself.
But that's,
like, their turn?
Yes, but it would consume Natalia's action.
Okay.
Dodge.
So, Natalia, it's a long hallway. You're coming out of this corner room. It's like the Himbaba just walked through the doorway of the room where Judith died, and you're at the corner where you can turn right and go towards the back where the lot was, or turn left and go towards the front where Tyler went. Would you like to dodge?
I have to.
Okay.
I can't risk 2d10 worth of damage. That could one-shot me easy.
Let's see what happens.
Fortunately, it's not very high. Let's just see what happens. Come on, it's a failure. It's a failure on the dodge.
Real quick, let me look at... Brad, do you think that Natalia has cover? Like, is she, like, partially behind this?
No, she's in a hallway. She's on the move. Okay. She's at the end of a hallway. There is no cover, unfortunately.
I really hope we lose two fucking...
See what happens.
Player characters right here.
Four.
And Kevlar? Total?
That's a total of 11.
Minus,
you have Kevlar.
Minus 3. What does that put Natalia at?
Per shot, did we say?
This is the total damage.
It's per shot. So it will be, the first shot was...
So it'll be 4 total.
So it's actually only 5 damage.
Correct, yes.
Is that 4?
5 damage total.
5 damage total?
Yeah.
Okay.
Natalia's hit.
Natalia's still up.
Oh my God.
Is extremely hurt, but she's still up.
How hurt is extremely hurt?
Got 3 HP.
Mm.
My God.
You hear the gunfire, and maybe even through it, you can see a shadow of Natalia. Through the offices, through the front, as she rounds the corner. Doom, doom, bam! She probably hits the wall. Blood splattering on the wall as she is flung into the...
Where do you think she got hit?
Back to lower back side. You know, maybe some of her thigh.
Oh, not the lumbar.
Oh, God, not that.
Heavy breathing from the Himbaba as he continues to walk. We are
heavy
at...
breathing.
Heavy breathing.
Fucking creep.
I guess, how would this work? I'm going to put Terrence in the combat as well. We'll just put him after Tyler, unless there's an actual mechanic to slot him in.
No, he can just go wherever his dex would be, I assume.
Dex is super high.
Let's see, Terrence.
Not great.
Yeah, his dex is very high. But that would still be at the front of combat, which would be after Tyler.
Okay.
All right. Y'all are in the front in this hot rod.
Is it?
Oldsmobile, rather.
Is it Tyler's turn then? Tyler and Terrence, I suppose. Tyler is going to, if we need to get into, he hears another shot, and I assume hearing Natalia, he's going to scream out, Natalia! And Tyler is going to do something, I think, very out of character for him, which is he is going to, he's not a fighter, he's not the kind of guy he is, but he is going to run into the front, back into the front of the building, and, God, let me look at what I have here. he is not going to attack. He's just going to run in and attempt to, like, haul Natalia, like, to her feet and try to get her, like, you know, if she's been shot at the end of this hallway, he's trying to grab her and pull her into whatever partial cover that could possibly be there, whether it's the front counter or something, and get her going back towards the front door. Like, that is what he wants to do. Aren't you glad you didn't give this guy the minigun the second time?
He ran out of ammo at the police station. Okay. I would say, I don't know if you could, it took you two turns to get outside the building, so I don't know if you could quite get to Natalia. Let's say you get past the front desk and you can see a clear shot of Natalia, just like, she's still on her feet, but barely, and just...
Take the shot, Tyler.
Take the shot.
And she's, I mean, what does Natalia say anything? She just got forced up against the wall after two shotguns shots. You can see your own blood on the side of the wall.
Ouch.
Owie.
Tyler, I'm hit. Save me.
Please.
Come back and help me, Tyler.
Do not leave me.
Do not leave me like you left Judith.
Oh, it hurts.
Oh, it hurts.
I need to use you like a walker.
God, I don't know. Like, I guess he's gonna do whatever he can to get all the way up there. I could, like, maybe push for doing like a, what do you call it? Like a fucking, like a dexterity roll to really make it, but Tyler's not that dexterous. Like, he's just gonna try to make it up there. He might have made it up there just in time to watch Natalia get gunned down.
Yeah.
That is what it might boil down to. So.
All right, roll luck.
Roll luck. Why? So this is a luck to see if this is all a dream and I wake up.
Right. Right.
That's what this is.
Oh, lucky, lucky.
27, lucky.
This isn't a police station, but but there's still police equipment here. It seems like, you know, maybe they actually just use this place for storage and overthrow lots for, like, abandoned cars. You see smoke grenades near the front desk.
And a red
barrel.
Are
you implying that? And a big red barrel right next to
with
the
an explosive sign on it.
Are you implying that I could use this right now, or do I need to wait for next turn?
You probably would have to wait for next turn if we're going to do, you know.
All right.
What would be plausible?
Yeah. New guy, help!
Terrence.
God damn it.
New guy.
You've just come to this crew. I mean, you got a call that something went bad by this codename Owen. You're not sure what, but you were told to come to Waco. You were able to track this crew down to this site. And you just pulled up to this nonsense. You don't know what's after them. You've just heard some gunshots, and you see Tyler run back inside. And maybe you can maybe make out the shadow of someone else that just got knocked against the wall.
Okay. Joe, do you think this will be released before or after the character creation? Or for everyone, or what?
Probably after.
Okay. Well, then people will know that Terrence is a... Well, maybe for Dace's sake. Terrence is a special project security liaison contractor for Skunk Works in the middle of Nevada. And he's part of the CIA, but he's actually a computer scientist.
Excuse me? Skunk Works.
The super secretive engineering section of DARPA, effectively. Don't know if it's accurate.
Is it an acronym? What does it stand for? Go.
It's a cool name that a bunch of nerds just made to keep
it's
secret.
Just a funny name for a very secretive group of people who are working on, like, story. Really restricted stuff.
All right. Given that,
okay.
I need a question from Brad. How did Odin kit me out?
You haven't met Odin,
well.
Okay. Really, he just gave me a call. Well.
Just gave me a call. So right. I actually came straight through. So I've got nothing, essentially. I've just got my car. I've got two
duffel
bags.
I thought you had... Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I've got a pager because I'm an engineer. I've got a pocket planner. Mm-hmm. I've got a pocket calculator with custom programs. I've got a macro lens Minolta and a miniature recorder. So... my car
and Odin, and Odin no doubt gave him an RPG.
Well, that's what I was hoping for, but if I hadn't met Odin, then nope, that ain't happening.
I don't know about an RPG, but okay. Let's be realistic. So Odin told you something went horribly wrong. He probably, you know, he's heard on the news at this point that a police station was basically destroyed, so you know you're probably coming into heavy fire. What are you asking for? I'm not going to give you an RPG.
No.
You just want a weapon?
No, mission, the story first. I'm not asking for anything. I have nothing.
I would think it'd be plausible, Brad, that you would...
I'm going to get two characters dead in one session, and then we're going to see how they roll.
I think it'd be plausible for you to maybe have a gun, because you know you're coming into like heavy fire, if that's what you're asking for.
I'm done with that. What do I have?
You just want a handgun?
You tell me.
Yeah, large handgun.
Large handgun. Sorry, Joe. Sorry. Just it's, changed dum, the music dum, bum, and it made me very
it's,
happy.
It's been this long, me trying to get this to work. Sorry.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, thank you for that. So, I don't think he's going to use his handgun after all that, but thank you for the handgun.
He sees the handgun, he's like, meh.
He's had this car for a while, all right? So he's been rolling around, he's pretty comfortable. He did a pretty sweet handbrake turn. I think he's going to try and reverse. So he's kind of like cantered up against one of the cars, and he's going to try and reverse to like cut the distance so that they can jump into the car pretty easily. He will also... maybe look around for something explosive. He's quite an engineer, so I don't know if there's anything.
Red barrel, bro.
Red barrel, blue barrel, green barrel even.
No, the blue barrel is
that's
mana.
That's mana. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, do an alert.
That's a failure. 27 over 20.
Just see a normal lot, some cop cars.
God
not
damn
much
it.
To be. No red barrels.
He cranks it into reverse and you just hear tires squealing as he
an
gets
incredible
up
dearth of red barrels.
Closes the distance between the entrance so that they can jump in.
We're back at the Himbaba. At this point,
no
I would say
doubt is smart enough to know that Natalia is no longer a threat. And it can move on.
Well, it shouldn't have line of sight on me anymore, right?
I would say you're about around the corner. You're around the corner now.
Okay.
So it would still fire through the wall at you. But that how much
fucker crazy.
Through the concrete walls?
The no doubt heavily fortified concrete walls.
Well, how much damage is a wall? Reduce.
I think it is either 5 or 10. I can find it real quick.
I had no idea there were rules for this.
Yeah.
For like,
I mean, that's what saved y'all.
Introduction for walls.
Yeah.
That's what saved y'all with a minigun.
Right. I can find it. Just give me a sec.
I mean, he's like heavy breathing, just do, and just like, you know, a machine fires at you, and then as you go around the corner, just slowly follows maybe where he thinks your line would go, and it's going to attempt to fire through this corner of the wall
it's
at
just
you.
Like the Terminator.
I won't get killed by a fucking mouth breather.
that's the ultimate.
Himbaba's a mouth breather.
I love the idea that you're shouting that out. He's a mouth breather. A fucking mouth breather. Okay, so I'm looking
a wall
at this.
Concrete is 10.
Wall. So this says wall or thick door is 5. Concrete or light vehicle armor is 10. So
it's probably like cinder blocks. Would that count as concrete?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that would make sense. It's like a, yeah, we're gonna say 10.
Okay.
You know, it's like school buildings, like those, like, you know, brick type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
10. Well, let's see if he even makes the shot if he aims correctly. He does. So let's.
Fucking course he does. He can't miss.
He follows like the line of sight where he thinks you are. 1.
Okay.
Okay, so that's 0.
Total of 10. Poof, doesn't make it through the wall.
But it's perfect.
Amazing.
But like as Tyler's coming in,
on target though.
Like the wall is just like exploding as Natalia's like dragging herself to the side.
It's probably like scatterings of that cinder block.
You see
everywhere.
It. You see the wall right next to where you would be. Just some
God, that's terrifying.
Frack comes through.
It's not a great situation.
We are at Natalia.
I imagine there's just concrete shrapnel exploding everywhere, and Natalia's just like heart beating, adrenaline pumping, dragging herself as best she can down the hallway to try to get out. Tyler, help! Help me!
So y'all are just running for the door. I would say with Tyler's help, you make it down the hallway to the door.
Okay, so Brad, given what Tyler can see, like, is this like the situation? Maybe I can make some type of roll, or maybe you just let me know, like, could I help Natalia up? And do I think with my help, the both of us can get all the way out to the car, or should I grab one of these smoke grenades and just drop it behind us? If it's easier to just be like, we just fucking go. Like, we... like.
Well, you're going to have a turn after Natalia. So, yeah, I think that would be plausible.
Okay. So Natalia's just
I would say y'all made it to the door when Natalia's turn, and then with your turn, you close the door behind you.
Okay.
So I think that would be plausible. So you're basically at the car now.
Okay.
I think that makes sense.
Okay, yeah. So we're at the car. It's like, I think this guy's with Odin. God, I hope he is. as we like go to this rando's cutlass that he rolled up in.
Immediately start bleeding all over it.
Oh, John.
No, it's purely for practicality because I've got this light to try to illuminate me. But I also look pretty badass in the 80s. So
but it's very good.
Dual purpose.
Oh, God. All right, yeah, so we pile in. And I don't know, like, do we have to... Are we just leaving now? Like, is the car on its way? Are we gone?
You can drive off. I would say this is the end of combat. As you drive off, you just see this Himbaba kick the door down from the police station.
Like, off the hinges. It just blasts off the front of the building.
Like, goes 5 feet.
What the hell is that?
You see it standing there. Backlit.
Himbaba.
Good. God.
Y'all pull off, and you're out of combat.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm hurt. I'm hurt real bad.
Stay still. Do you have any medical supplies? Do you have anything? Did fucking Odin give you anything?
I've got a duffel. I've got 2 duffel bags. Brad, I say I roll a luck roll to see what's in there.
Ooh.
Okay, sure.
It's the duffel bag of holding?
One of them is
the duffel bag
decoy,
of holding.
And the other one is legit. That's a fail. Oh, shit. No, that's my gym bag. I was going to
bring... Dirty underwear and candy bars.
But it ain't...
Candy
that ain't it.
Bars? This is a lot of candy. Like, it's so much. What are you doing?
It's not...
You might want to talk to your doctor about diabetes.
I don't know if this is the time for health discussions, whoever you are. Just patch her up with whatever.
I beg to differ. I very much need the discussion about my health.
Just grab one of my jock straps and use it to patch her up.
Oh, God. As you're driving down, you see police cars coming in the other direction. Wheel, wheel, wheel. Heading towards.
God, you guys made a mess.
Well, we didn't do shit. That motherfucker made the mess. Hold still, Natalia.
I guess, would it be better if we, waited till we got to the green... Like, Natalia, should we go back to the green box? Where do we go?
Hospital.
We're not going to the hospital. Just get that jockstrap.
Natalia, I think the hospital's a bad idea. They're going to ask a lot of questions. Here, let me try the jockstrap.
Can I roll my first aid here in the back of the car?
With a jockstrap?
I was thinking it might give me a bonus. It's basically a bandage.
Do it with disadvantage. Of 20.
If that's the case, I'll wait till we get somewhere else.
Yeah, I would say a jockstrap would... I'll let you roll, but it would be at a disadvantage.
Do it. Okay. See what happens.
I'm just joking about the jockstrap. Because once you do first aid and fail, you can't do it again. So if she's not dying right now, then we need to wait.
Yeah. I imagine Natalia's just kind of left side to lower, ass to lower thigh. Maybe some of the back has just been hit.
Blown out.
Oh, not to my perfect ass.
Oh, God, your perfect ass.
Okay.
Everybody knows that I had a perfect ass. Now it is scarred.
You see cop cars going. I mean, if y'all turn on the radio, breaking news alert. Everybody stay away from the third precinct downtown. He's like, you can hear news that something's been going on, and they're advising people to stay away from the area.
What's your name?
Terrence Fowler.
I didn't ask for the whole thing. We this is the address of our
cool as shit. Puts him back on.
Puts him back on.
he takes off his shades and says, "Cool as shit."
Wow, that's really rad. We have to. This is
He gives him the address for our green box. He's like, we gotta go. Like, we have a place.
I gotta get Natalia. I gotta get all this buckshot out of her perfect ass.
Oh, all right. Did you leave anything behind there?
Yes.
Oh,
we left a teammate.
That's not great.
And a trunk full of equipment.
Shit.
If you're heading to the green box, y'all make it there. As you pull up, you see close up of the car, the time clock on the car is 12:30 PM. You guys are very tired as well.
It's 12:30 at night, right? We forgot to sleep.
Sorry, AM. My bad.
Yeah. AM, yeah.
12:30 AM because y'all got into town at 5 and y'all have done a lot of work, but it's nearing the end of the night.
Yeah, it's like we haul Natalia out of the car, and this place we're staying used to be a bar. Is that what it was?
It's just a big empty room with a back office. Yeah, there's a bar there. Okay. But everything else is empty. There's no chairs in it. It was
table or whatever that we can put Natalia on. Tyler, he's like,
Natalia, you got to lay on this table. I got to do something about this wound.
What equipment do we have?
I mean, the problem is I didn't keep the best track of everything. I know I've got a police pistol, a police badge, handcuffs, and my weapons. I have an extra pistol now because I have my other one, but I think we left the vast majority. We got given hand grenades, yeah, a bomb suit, like all that shit is left back there in that car.
Yeah. Tyler, roll a luck to see. Yeah, you had, I don't know how y'all divided this up, but there's 3 pistols, 2 tasers, 1 combat knife, 1 shotgun, 2 submachine guns, fully automatic, 5 hand grenades, 3 Kevlar vests, and 1 bomb suit.
At the end of that episode, Natalia had brought in both our machine guns and our shotguns, I think. Or maybe I'm making that up, but that's an unlucky roll for luck. So
I don't think she would have loaded them up. Maybe in that scene.
Yeah.
And also, yeah. So whatever you just said, you had those extra pistol badges. That's all Tyler has on him. Natalia, did you keep track of, or did you make note of anything that you brought besides, I think you shot the Himbaba with a pistol, right? So you'd have that on you, at least Kevlar vest, obviously.
I think I have, so on my character sheet, I've got pistol, Kevlar vest, shotgun, submachine gun.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's your call, Brad.
I don't remember if I got the shotgun on the shove.
Another luck roll for him?
Do a luck roll to see which one of those you have. I would say you could, I don't think you would have both of those guns on your person as you walked into the police station, you know.
That's a success.
Lucky. Okay. Which one do you think you prefer, a shotgun or a submachine gun, fully automatic?
Submachine gun. Those are pretty badass in this game.
Okay. You have that. And that is all you have.
Fortunately, those make wounds, not heal wounds.
Hurry. Give me the machine gun. Natalia, stay still. I'm going to shoot. I'm going to shoot all the buckshot.
Surgical machine gun.
I'm going to shoot all the buckshot right out of your ass.
Okay.
I don't know.
I trust you, Tyler.
If, like, you know, it's not like, again, it's 1984, so, like, I don't know if we could have. No, I'm not going to play it that way. Like, this is a desperate situation. We're not going to stop and take the time to.
Is John frozen? He looks insane.
He's just frozen.
He's frozen as a smile. His we might lose his video here in a sec.
I got to take a picture of this. It's crazy.
I wear my sunglasses at night. But like,
just like this static psychotic smile.
It's pretty good.
This is all his character's doing as this is happening. He just stayed like that.
I just watched
lay him on this laid in the Italian's fold out table.
Yeah, I'm grabbing a print screen of that. That's really good. But no, so we didn't, this is desperate. Like, we didn't have time to stop and, you know, stop at a pharmacy and pick up medical supplies. It's midnight. Nothing's open anyway. So it's like, I think we're just going to have to, like, honestly, Dace, like, I think I'm just going to have to roll my first aid and just see how it goes.
Yeah, and I don't really see any other option.
He's going to set you up, like, on a table, like, we pull a table. Oh, what's John. Hopefully John will be back here in a sec. Hold on, let me change it. Switch that over. So so the names are a little fucked up now. But so we go, and like he pulls a table and like into the middle of the room where the lighting is best, and he puts Natalia up there, and Tyler's like, he's like, I gotta take the pants off, Natalia, you know, and
it's your lucky day.
Yeah, he's like, I'm sorry, I have to take him off, and he's like, Tyler's like really weird, like he doesn't know how to handle women, so it's a part of it is like that he's like really weirded out because now Natalia's not wearing pants, but at the same time he's like focused on what he's doing. He's like, I promise I'm not looking. Oh man, this is gnarly. Like, and coming from him, that's like, oh, ooh, this is not good.
How bad is it, Tyler? Shoot straight with me.
Well, that's the thing, Natalia. I don't have to shoot straight because the Himbaba shot straight enough for everybody.
Now is not the fucking time for jokes, Tyler.
Let me roll my first aid first, and then I'll tell you. Did we get you, or is that a sneeze?
That was a sneeze.
Okay. Let me roll his first aid. So I have a 50 in first aid. Okay. So let's see what happens. 51.
Oh my
51
god.
51 over 50. Unless I push it.
This crew's luck is garbage.
I could push it and risk doing damage.
You mean like that our mechanic?
That we came up with? I don't know.
Well, what is the push? The push is normally for sanity, right?
Well, I thought typically we should push roll, push mechanic for anything that you wanted to try again with the risk of extreme failure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the book.
Let's talk about stakes. Let's talk about stakes.
Okay, well, let's
what
talk
kind
about
of stakes. Damage would I be looking at potentially?
On page 55, stabilizing wounded character with a successful first aid test immediately heals 1d4. A critical success doubles the heal. A fumble inflicts 1d4 damage. So we could kill
okay,
you.
Okay, so you could actually kill me.
Yeah.
I've got 3 HP.
Okay, so maybe not then.
Then you're gonna have to become killer. You're gonna have to become poop butt McGee.
Okay, yeah, poop butt McGee. Yar, it's I. From what it says here, once your agent receives first aid, success or failure, they cannot benefit from it again until they take damage again. So for this wound. This is it. Like, Tyler failed. Barely. You know? That's it. Like,
So you can't do any healing to Natalia. No one can till they take damage again.
Not first aid. Someone could do medical treatment.
Medicine?
Like a medicine skill.
Yeah, well, let's think of all your options. I mean, you do have a handler that's there to supposedly help you. You know?
We could page
him. You could page Odin and see what happens. He already knows shit's kind of hit the fan.
Okay, well, at about that time, like, I imagine there's a moment where he's like, I'm sorry. It's the best I can do. It's so bad. I'm sorry, Natalia. Hey, Terrence, can you hold pressure on this real quick?
God. All right. Like, begrudgingly, like, holds one hand at a distance.
Yeah, and while you do that, Tyler walks over and picks up a pistol and points it at Terrence.
What?
Tell me Odin sent you. Please.
Yes.
Please tell me he sent you.
Calm down. Calm down, little man.
Night. It's been all right, Terrence. Don't say that. Don't call me little.
Look, I'm
Listen,
just trying to...
Is Tyler short?
I'm just trying to be friendly, okay, buddy?
Okay, well, he puts the gun down.
All right.
He puts the gun down. He's like, I'm sorry. We have got to call our handler, Terrence, unless you have a better idea.
No, this seems... you guys fucked up. Let's get back on track and try not lose anybody else.
All right. Natalia, can you, like, sit up? Like, are you just going to sleep there?
I'm awake here.
Just like
I'm very tired,
like on her stomach. It's just like
okay. He's gonna pull Tyler aside. Like, Tyler, shoot straight with me here. Is she a problem now? What the hell just happened? Is she? Do we need to wrap this up, so to speak?
Did you see that thing?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened before.
Well, the thing that happened at the precinct, yeah, that was
Good
that
God,
thing
that
too.
Was you.
That was also us.
Oh my God!
Right.
Well, it was that thing. So Tyler is going to give Terrence the story of everything that's happened thus far. We're gonna dispense with all that.
Terrence's head explodes.
Terrence's head explodes. Though this is what we're dealing with. We have some leads, but we've got to get some rest. Can you like take first watch here or something? I am. So tired.
No, I'm out. I'm going out. I'm gonna go find us a med pack. You get some sleep. Is it safe here? If it's safe here, you both rest up. I will go and find a med pack and get in touch with Odin. So he's gonna sacrifice his sleep to try and find something.
You do that. I have the rest. I'll watch over Natalia best I can.
Okay. You know, y'all are in this. There's no one around. This is kind of like not the greatest neighborhood, it's kind of like industrial, so like there might be a ton of traffic during the days, people going to their job out there, factories and whatnot, but it's pretty dead. You are staying in there. You give Terrence the key. You walk out. I'm assuming you page Odin, and he pages you back a number, and there is a payphone.
Goes to the payphone, phones him up.
What is Terrence's agent name, code name?
What were we rolling with? What category? Did we have anything?
We weren't doing letters or anything. It was just whatever.
It's just whatever you want your code name to be. There's no cells at this point.
This is waterfowl.
Jesus Christ.
Waterfowl. Status update on Operation New Age.
This is
how our boy's doing. And gal.
Bad. Bad. I rolled up. We lost one, and we've got another one that's critical. I could certainly use a pep talk or something stronger, if you get my drift.
Like surgery.
Yeah, what do you need?
Covert on the phone. Send.
I can get you more guns.
No. Probably. Do
less guns.
Do you have a vet or a doctor? Surgeon? Perchance.
My specialty is kind of guns and cigarettes.
Oh, God damn it.
That's right. I forgot it's the guy from Tropic Thunder.
Fireworks, maybe.
Oh, jeez. All right.
I can get you something. It'll be there. I could get you. I can maybe work out something. I'll get you something. He says, like, by the morning, he'll have something for
fine.
You.
Those guns would probably be great because this troop just lost everything. Everything you gave them.
Damn it.
It's gone.
It
sounds like we're back.
I'll see what I can do. It does. All right. He says he'll try to. He's taking all this into account. He'll try to get something for you in the morning.
All right. Terrence is not happy with that. So
over
and
out.
He's going to get in his car and try and find like a gas station or something that he can come back not empty-handed. This guy, okay. One of his key motivations is keep the pilots alive. So he's going to get out there and try and do something.
Get in your car and crank it up. And as you do, you see two pill bottles on the desk of your car.
Jesus Christ.
What? One says remember, one says forget. And that is where we will end the episode.
Oh, great. It's good to know it's not just limited to the other folks. Oh, man. Welp, the predictable thing happened to Judith. And
unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Well, we got it out the way early.
Shotguns are intense.
Shotguns are bad, man. But and Natalia is not in a good way. Like, she'll heal a little bit overnight, no. But man,
yeah,
that's rough.
Nicely done. It is. That was intense.
Yeah,
I didn't really want to see that.
Was action packed.
Good job.
Well, and by the way, and someone did say in the chat, smooth as silk character swap. That was a good like rolling up in the cut list. That was very good. Just in time. But everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you so much for joining us. A little bit of a crunchy one. This next one will probably kind of get back on the road as far as investigation, assuming the Himbaba doesn't walk out of the bathroom in the green box where we are and just start
toilet flush.
Toilet flush and heavy breathing.
What is he doing in there?
What's he building in there?
But, all right. So next time we'll probably do some more investigation. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back for a little bit for those alive. Otherwise, everyone listening, watching, thanks so much. You want to get these a week early? Join us over on the Patreon. You know the spiel. Brad, you want to take us out?
Everybody, stay safe and stay sane. Peace.
Bye.